Welcome back to the Talos of Tech podcast, ladies and gentlemen. I'm once again joined by Nick and Randy, your typical co-hosts, run-of-the-mill. Get them off the Dollar Tree.
Now we're back to doing here. Normal
Drew found us in the back alley.
Shows. He found us, yeah.
Or hey, I think Randy was found in the bargain bin, but yeah, I'm doing well.
The bargain bin.
He is a bargain. The amount of work he puts in for such little... No.
Wow.
It's almost like we don't even have to pay him when we don't want to. So, nice. After this event, how are you guys doing?
I need to tell you something. After this event, I had a realization about some stuff. Uh-oh. And today's episode will be a test to see how well it plays out. But I was so upset, not with just the cover, not the coverage, but... our part, we did great. We did amazing, guys. No, we're spot on.
Let me emphasize how accurate we were.
Let me tell you, quite frankly, I would never say this. The people on the podcast, they say this, okay, folks? Okay, people. We were spot on. However, it's no secret we have production issues from time to time, and we find a way to make it work and put it out there and the whole thing. But... I found a remedy. Immediately after Tuesday, because I was so upset with how everything went, immediately after Tuesday, I got in contact with Cox. Long, very long story.
Who's
all
Cox?
Week short. Cox is my internet provider.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, I know.
ISPs.
ISPs, right? Okay. But I got in contact with them, and this was a week long going over some stuff back and forth, but long story short, I now have this thing called Gigablast that shoots 1,000 down and I think 50 up. And they sent me
– lovely.
They sent me I ended up renting one of their modem router things, and I have been connected for the last – well, we finally got the modem part in yesterday. So I've been online for maybe almost 24 hours.
Mm-hmm.
This is the – I have – everything connect. This is you guys. I'm talking to you on Wi-Fi. I'm trying everything out new because I will go off of Wi-Fi on my iPad because the connection is stronger with LTE, which is weird. And I now have everything going at once. And when I do the speed test, it is just pushing it. So now after Tuesday's coverage, because the show got up late because for whatever reason I didn't even tell you this part, Drew. Nick and I were like. My upload, 6 gigs of this footage right here, it would get down to about 2 gigs, and then it would reset. And then a couple hours to 2 gigs, it would reset. I'm like, I need to fix upload speeds immediately. So this has been fixed, and after we finish recording today, we'll see how it turns out. But this, my house has never been smoother, ever.
Wonderful.
That's good to hear.
Yeah.
Thank goodness.
I kind of wish I had some... Starlink, though.
Same. I need some Starlink in my life as well. Videos take too long.
What is yours, Drew? What's your up and down?
1,000 down, about 40 up. So you've got me beat there.
Ooh.
Just by a little bit. We have too much down. I don't utilize the amount of download we have. So I'd be totally fine if it was
reversed.
100 down, 100 up. I would rather have that because... upload makes a massive difference for us. Download makes so little difference. I think the only usefulness in having 1,000 down would be if you played a lot of games and downloaded huge files onto consoles and that kind of thing.
Multiple, from what I saw, they told me, because I was talking with Cox, like, what can I pay to just get the up going? And they told me... that's how the conversation started and how it all went from there is the reason why you would have 1,000 down is you would have multiple so many devices going at once. And I'm going to show you guys because I downloaded this app here that helps me track the monitor. All these devices right there is what's online right now.
Wow.
And so it all benefits from that. So even smart home appliances and for the people at home – or on the iPad, all of these are things that are connected. So if you go anything over 4 devices connected, the higher the better because it's just less latency between all that stuff. So,
okay, but what about
it
the
does
upload?
Help.
I would have been like, okay, that's nice. I don't mind only having one device on the network at a time. I want more upload.
No, but the thing is, you can't. It's unavoidable that you'll have more than one device on network, though, just because you have at least your phone and you have at least a computer. And if you turn off your computer, you still have a smart TV. Well, at least Drew and I do. And then
no,
you have.
I'm like, no, I can do with one device. Please give me 1,000 up.
What about your family? See, but your family.
We
but
really
one device
don't
doesn't
utilize
need
the internet
1,000
at the same
down.
Time.
Huh?
We really don't utilize the internet all that much at the same time. I mean,
what are you guys, Amish?
Yes, pretty much. We're not
in
Amish
have,
country.
You guys have neck beards and no mustache and oh yes.
We're not
oh,
Amish.
Yeah, that's what is going
and we're
on.
We're not
here.
In Amish country, Randy, but you can see it from here.
We're somehow 1880 was the best America has ever been, so we're just going to live in that.
1880 was pretty lit. We had gas fireplaces and those lamps
lit.
That you can dim, and then you can like take the little sparker
lit.
Thing and,
said,
and turn them
it
on.
It was literally
so
lit.
It was literally lit.
I just mean you don't need 1,000 down on each device.
No.
Even split up between 10, that's still 100 each, which is plenty for 99% of what you do on a smartphone or a laptop or a desktop. So we don't have that many devices in the first place. I mean, I buy a lot of stuff to review, but I'm only using one at a time. So upload is by far the bigger priority for me. I guess fiber would allow you to have symmetrical
yes.
down and up, which is what I really care about, and I have a few friends that have that, and I'm so jealous. I really want it. But speaking of consoles, I just sold my Xbox yesterday. It's gone.
Ooh. What?
You had an Xbox?
So, yeah. For those who didn't know, yeah. Since 2018, I believe I had an Xbox One X. And I had not been using it pretty much at all for the past 6-7 months now. It was just sitting in my closet doing nothing. I used to play games on it a lot more often. Now, not so much. I've just been busy with work and disconnecting outside of work, just spending time with Louise, that I just realized I wasn't using it. And I was thinking about the Series S and the Series X dropping soon. The pre-orders for that will drop, I think, the day after this podcast goes up.
Mm-hmm.
And I realize the value of my 1X is probably going to tank as soon as the Series S and X come out. That's when no one's going to want the 1X or be willing to pay that much
on,
for the
1X. Hold on. I'm confused again. We just, right before we hit record, we talked about game consoles, and I'm pretty sure we're talking about Series S and X, not Series 3 and Series
This
SE
is not an Apple Watch,
Series 6.
Nick, no.
Okay.
This
so
is a box.
Now.
This
okay,
is a box,
box
that
Nick,
plays games.
Nick, the grown-ups are talking. Continue,
okay,
Drew.
Fine. I'll just go.
I'm very. Listen. I'm very interested in this because you know I very rarely use my 1S. So, you know,
you're gonna keep it around.
The thing is, I'm not going to buy the new one. So if I'm going to keep it around just to play Halo, then yeah. But I'm not. I have no interest in buying any of the new consoles right now, and maybe because I just feel like that type of money as a I know you brought it up in your stream maybe yesterday. Yeah, Drew was doing a talk stream yesterday, and I've had the same mentality about like dedicated or exclusive video games for consoles. It's kind of like an old formula that doesn't really work anymore, and I don't agree with it, especially when things are cross-platform from iOS and Android and everybody can play the same games, but you can't do that with PlayStation or Xbox. So Sony and Microsoft still haven't found a way to sort that out, and I don't care about exclusives like that. I do like playing Halo, but Halo can be PC, which theoretically means Halo can be mobile, because there are many, like Minecraft is PC that went mobile, that went console, that went everything. And if you
if you
could do that for anything PC and play Minecraft or Fortnite or anything else, you could do it with Halo. They are choosing not to do it, and I just don't like playing that game. So I just like playing the Halo game.
Literally.
Yeah.
That
so,
game.
So instead, I think I might just keep it around because it still does 4K, and I don't even have a 4K TV up here, and I play video games up here. So I might keep it around just to play Halo, but outside that, I don't plan on giving it any more of my money, and yeah.
That's why I kind of found the console war to be a dead end, because the debate ultimately comes down to what exclusives people want to play, which is why it's not really a tech debate, really. It's not like, sure, well, this has certain things, and this has certain hardware, and this one performs better. Doesn't matter. At the end of the day, if you want to play a game that's only available on the PlayStation,
yeah,
you don't care if the Xbox has better performance or is cheaper or has some discount. Like, none of that matters. It really comes down to what are your other friends using, because you communicate with them through the PlayStation Network. Absolutely. Or through Xbox. And that ultimately is what it all falls down to. It's not much of a hardware debate other than just debating what two different towers look like. Okay, this one looks boxy.
The closest thing you can get to objectivity is price. That's the closest thing. Even then, they're barely off.
Pretty much.
Like, oh, well, you can save $100 going here, but you're right. It's what your circle is doing, your friends, your ecosystem of stuff like that. That is the driving factor for everything. I don't play Pokemon Go for iPhone, but I literally every single other person except you guys do. That I know in my life, and they chose their factions based off of what are you doing. They didn't care. They just like, what are you doing? It's whatever the mass is doing, and that mentality is across everything else. And I'm like, why can't I have the rest of my friends do that with iPhones? Because even though
I'm here to prove I've never downloaded it.
Wow.
There's no cloud icon next to the
very
app.
Very easily. What game are we talking about again?
Yes.
Pokemon.
Okay. The yes Pokemon. Game. Are the adults still talking?
Pokemon.
We're on it's about acquiring Pokemon.
I Pokemon all day. On
whoa.
Facebook.
Whoa.
It was there and then you went too far. And now Zuckerberg has taken over.
It's okay. I Pokemon all day. Wow. So, keynote time. iPhone, what's up with that? Oh my God, Nick.
I'm selling mine later. I'm selling a bunch of stuff. I kind of like it. I'm on the selling trend right now.
We should have a little Talos of Tech podcast garage sale.
Okay.
Okay. See what we can get rid of.
Series 4 Apple Watch stainless steel gold for 50 cents. Maybe?
Wow.
That's not a bad deal. Though it does remind me that a lot of people have been saying you shouldn't buy the Apple Watch SE because you can get a refurbished Series 5 or 4 still for pretty competitive pricing. Well,
yeah. But the Series 4, I have yet to
find out.
ECG,
if,
right?
Yes. Yeah. No, wait. Yeah, Series 4 is the ECG.
Mm-hmm. SE doesn't have that. But ooh. I'll be honest, how often do you guys take an ECG?
I didn't even know what that was. Okay. All right, fine. I've probably done it in the lifetime of having Series 4. So since 2018, I've probably done it three times, maybe.
Three times. Okay.
One, two,
so not
three.
That helpful.
I've done it
81 times in the lifetime of having a Series 4 Apple Watch.
Oh, we can take a look? Oh, yeah.
That's over... How many years? 2018?
Is that in health?
Two.
It's in health.
We hit the 2-year mark this
and
month.
And then more, and then all data. And so it's about once a month, honestly. I do it about once a month.
Hmm. Cardiograms, you said?
Electrocardiograms.
Where the ECG. Heck is this?
I don't know how you found that.
I put it on my favorites. So you just click at the top. Heart. It says favorites. And then you scroll down.
I'm in summary, Nick.
Months. Yeah, I'm in the summary tab, too.
It said on September 11th, I had a high heart rate for just sitting still.
Uh-oh.
that's the one. No. I mean, you guys know why. But anyway.
That was my last high heart rate, too.
What happened to us, Drew?
We have so much in common.
It's almost like we're the same person. Look,
that'll happen during an Apple event sometimes
this,
too.
This
I'll
is the
notified.
Same Talos of Tech backpack that he or whatever I said. I don't remember. We're basically the same person, Drew.
Right. Yeah. No, I
can't find it.
I would say under 30 times. I'm pretty sure. So I don't think if you're debating between Compass versus ECG.
I agree.
Both are pretty useless. Compass might be slightly more useful than ECG, depending on the condition of your heart.
Last night was the first time I tried. I slept with my Apple Watch and sleep tracked to get an accurate reading.
Ooh.
And it is – so hang on a second. First, I'll show you guys. This is the darker blue one is the one. I guess the other ones are just projecting out of the other two. as you can see, some nights like Monday, I just don't sleep. It's interesting how there's even line breaks now, which didn't happen before wearing the watch. So I guess that means I either woke up a couple times throughout the night and I don't know it. They gave me a machine. So here's the thing that Apple Watch would be interesting to do, even though I don't think it's possible without having it in your nose. I have this thing called a CPAP machine that you put in to track because of sleep apnea. Like I stopped breathing at night. And it is service connected for me. Which is why they gave me the device, but it tracked how many times you stop breathing when you sleep, which is, you know, pretty common. It's just the frequency of it and how long you go without breathing is the part that it reads. So once you stop breathing, your heart rate starts to panic and all this is while you're sleeping. A couple years ago I had the CPAP on and, it told me I stopped breathing 15 times in a night.
Wow.
Ooh, which was...
That's a lot.
Yeah. Like, I just stopped... And there have been times where I stopped breathing so long, I just go... and I woke up gasping for air. Like
jeez.
Apparently, this is... A lot of people are affected by it, and you could die in your sleep that way. I wonder if that's what they mean by you'll pass in your sleep when you're of older age. It's just like, okay, you just hold your breath and go memes. And then that's it. Yeah, I don't know. But
wow, probably pretty peaceful way to go, I think.
Heck yes, absolutely. Yeah. I just
go to sleep one night and you don't wake up.
I just preferably not when I'm 30.
Yeah, not now.
All that to say that if it's reading oxygen levels with your blood and all that stuff with the new one, I would find it a very effective tool for my personal life to have something that kind of emulates a CPAP. But the thing is, CPAP gives you oxygen. Nick, you're familiar with this, aren't you?
Yeah. Yeah, my grandma uses one very frequently. Yeah.
Yeah.
Can't the blood oxygen monitoring help with sleep apnea a little bit?
It can identify it.
Measure the oxygen.
When you're not breathing, the oxygen percentage of your blood goes down. And
maybe not as accurately as a machine, but I remember several people bringing up the blood oxygen thing would be useful for sleep tracking. But Apple didn't really demonstrate that, so
Jeff
I'm not
Williams
sure if it's a third party
that
thing.
On stage, real quick.
Okay.
Like, and if you wear your watch to bed, it'll take periodic measurements.
That's interesting. I don't feel the need to upgrade anything every year. I guess this was one big encompassing thing to say that, like, Series 4, every series it tries to get more and more involved with your health. And I can appreciate it from a health standpoint, but there is a level of privacy I still take into consideration. And I don't feel comfortable from a public sector, like Apple and corporate, to have that much information on me as opposed to my medical physicians who can actually utilize that information. I get they're trying to bridge that gap and have everything collaborative in that sense, and I appreciate that. As of this year in 2020, I still feel kind of apprehensive to do anything like that just because I'm weird about like personal health like that, and I don't know. And I don't think it's malicious, and I don't think they're selling your data or anything like that. I just – don't give me a okay machine to give you vital readings. Hey, your heart rate's going up or whatever when there's dedicated machines that are meant to help you for specific reasons. And that is more intimate between you and your physician or your primary care or whatever the case may be. I don't see the need to upgrade Apple Watches just based off of these specific – hey, this year is oxygen level. Next year might be – It can hear when you're breathing, and it knows. Like, I don't know how you can keep increasing it from there, but it's this device is not certified for the medical field just like that. Yeah, it's still, for lack of a better term, gimmicky. And so I'm not sold on the medical stuff just yet. I like it for its features with with iPhone. I'm not 100% sold. I'm about 75% sold with the medical stuff, but I'm not on board yet. And I don't want to be 75% correct when it comes to health. I want to be like as confident as possible.
Yeah. Do you think this means they're going to have to implement larger or more noticeable changes in the Series 7 now that they've used the same design cycle for 3 years? Is it for a design update next year, you think?
A little bit. I think so. Yeah.
Yeah, I can't wait for
I'd hope so.
It to get maybe more squared and less rounded. But then again, like, this is such like the perfect design. You know what? No. they might be able to spruce it up with the screen. Maybe, I don't know, make the edge-to-edge screen that much bigger. Maybe, you know, change a few little things. But I really like just it doesn't catch on things. Like, if this was like a square brick, I feel like it would get caught on, you know, clothes and
I don't need the chassis to change, but the screen bezel shrinking would be appreciated if they could make that work. Yeah.
Hey Nick, look at your watch face right now, okay? Okay. Is the line flat yet? Is it straight or is it still bent?
On the solar modern face?
Yes.
It is not level, but it's
leveled.
It's almost straight. It's almost a straight line.
Let me
line,
know.
It ain't that straight.
That, ladies and gentlemen, was the Talos of Czech podcast brought to you by.
Well, you ain't that straight. Let me know when it becomes leveled, Nick. I've been watching it every single day because it's addicting. Nick got me hooked on this watch face, Drew, and I can't stop looking at it. The circular.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because every day, how much sunlight there is, it gets less and less, and I'm waiting for the moment where it gets leveled, as he calls it. I called it straight.
I can't believe neither of you are using the Memoji watch face. Clearly the most functional, useful watch face.
I saw that feature.
I think everyone bought a Series 6 the moment they saw you could get a Memoji watch face.
I can get my Memoji on my watch face. I can stare at the Memoji every minute of the day. Yes, please.
Memojis.
What do you think about that new school time mode? Do you think that's a good idea for kids?
School time mode?
Yes, absolutely. I was pitching that. I remember in 2018, I remember describing that like to my sister who...
Tell me, what is this?
...recently became a mother. Basically, the idea that you can buy a watch for a kid and set it up, but the parent still has complete control over it. So you can see their location. You could even get, I can't recall. Can you even get like high heart rate warnings and that kind of thing? If it detects that their heart rate's
high. That'd be an interesting thing to add.
It's probably very simple to add at this point, but there's very panicky mothers I could imagine taking advantage of that. What's my child's heart rate right now?
Helicopter mode.
But yeah, there would be school time modes that basically lock the watch out from opening different apps so that they can basically just check the time. But at the same time, if you needed to call your kid or get a hold of them or text them or let them know you want to pick them up, which I've been saying for years, I was saying there needs to be some type of mode that phones can do a lot of things, and parents want to be able to keep in touch with their kids while they're at school if they need to. But at the same time, a phone has a browser, it has video games, and they can text off it, and they can hide it under the desk. It's such a big distraction. In my opinion, the watch is the perfect child accessory because it allows you to keep track of them, communicate with them, but they still can't really do much gaming. There's not really a browser. They can't even really watch videos.
That's a fun game.
I guess they could do Pong, but the parent can lock it out through the family mode thing. So it's like it's the perfect amount of tech that you can keep in touch, know where they are, but at the same time not have a super distracting device that the teacher or the principal has to take away from them. So as soon as that popped into my head, I was like, it's only a matter of time. Now I'm just really happy they finally did it because My opinion, I'm not a parent, but now that they have family mode, I feel like I should just have kids so I can take advantage of WatchOS 7. I'll explain that to my wife. Honey, we need to have children so I can demonstrate family mode on WatchOS 7. It'll make a great YouTube video. The kid will basically pay for himself.
And I'll return it before the return policy's up.
We'll return the kid before the 30-day trial. Oh, no, that's not how that works.
That's terrible. Those are terrible.
Yeah. I think that's a great feature.
Okay. Wonderful. I was pretty surprised when they announced it how, like, restrictive it was. I mean, obviously it's up to the parent to decide how restrictive they want to make it, and
yeah,
probably good, but as a kid, I don't know if I'd want to be wearing that, you know, because the mom's like, oh yeah, I can see exactly where my kids are
right now.
Yeah, you can put the voice suppression. Anyway, if a kid wanted to, the kid knows that it's, you know, being tracked by mom, so, you know, they can turn it off, or, like, take the watch off, or shut it down,
This is my Mickey Mouse mother voice!
But it's an Apple Watch, Nick. Kids love screens. Kids love tech. They want to wear it. They want to look cool. They want to watch. Yeah, even if they can't use it very much.
Touch! Don't touch!
Man, the way my niece reacted to my Apple Watch.
Don't touch.
No. Out of here, Zuckerberg. Get out of my house.
Get off my lawn, Zuckerberg.
No, like, I was wearing my Apple Watch last time I visited my niece, and she walked up to me and just looked at it and was like, and just started tapping it and started swiping up control center notifications, different watch faces. And she's so young. She's just amazed by it, the fact that it existed. For younger kids, obviously, it'd be fine. Using family mode on, like, a high schooler, there I would agree with you. Yeah, that probably wouldn't be as fun to be like, my mom's tracking me all the time. Then they would start taking it off, leaving it in their backpack, being like, see, it's at school, and then they run off. But, also, the money thing, Apple Cash Family, I found bizarre.
Yeah, that one's weird.
Wait, what is this?
I'm trying to... You can send money to your kids through Apple Cash Family.
Okay, so now for allowances, under 18-year-olds chores. Can have an Apple Cash account?
Yes, but okay. I think they're fairly limited to... Like, I'm not sure if it allows for NFC. Like, can they buy things with Apple Pay at different...
CBS, one of the major networks, did like a little 4-minute segment on it, and they had some kids buying something at a yogurt shop, and it looked like he was using NFC or something, Apple Pay, something like that, to pay for it. So
okay, you can, but that does feel weird that you would use Apple Pay cash to pay your child for washing the dishes. We're going to be involved in every aspect. Apple Card Family Edition. Now your kids can be in debt. The age of 8.
You can keep track of all your children's like expenses, you know, when you buy that baby stroller, put it on the Apple Family card.
We're getting into the credit card subject a little bit, but aren't there certain banks that allow you, through like parental guidance, to have credit cards before you're 18?
Kind of.
Most banks
do
that.
It's an authorized user. It's ultimately still falls under the responsibility and the accountability of the parent, but making anybody an authorized user, just here you go, it's one more card, and it's basically your agreement, you as the account holder, your agreement with the bank that no matter what happens on these cards that are tied to you, you're responsible and you'll pay for them.
Okay,
have a field day.
So Apple could do that, they what could. I just pitched. Theoretically, Apple card for the whole family. I'm ready for that. Oh no.
Apple Card, Apple Bank is going to be the most profitable part of their business when they announce it. Apple Bank will be a thing. I am so confident.
You think it'll outperform the iPhone in profits?
I think, with interest. Oh, absolutely, yeah. They start you off with 12 months finance, interest-free, blah, 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 blah.
Billions and billions of dollars.
You are buying things.
Apple Bank.
Like, we're smart enough. And our audience, obviously, you guys are smart enough. You know better. But for those outside of the 1600 subscribers we have right now and whoever listens, outside of that, people are buying things they cannot afford all the time. And Apple, like, they're banking on it.
They're here to make sure that
they're banking on it, pun intended, because they cannot you can't afford, like, think about it. When you look at the numbers and they're just like, oh yeah, but think about buying a Mac Pro when it's only going to cost you $14 a month for the next 37 years. That's there you go.
They are finally allowing financing options on watch bands. Did you know?
Oh my god.
The solo loop.
No.
It's $4 a month for 12 months.
I can't.
No!
0% APR, guys. What's the harm in that?
No.
$4 a month. That's like $1 a week.
You can't get me.
You can't get me.
$1 a week for a year.
Gentlemen.
This is how they're going to get away with it.
Speaking about Apple band loops, I think I'm going to buy to at least try out, but I think I'm going to buy the braided loop.
Ooh,
for $100
just to see, just to see.
Or $8 a month for 12 months.
Oh boy
I don't know, I'm not about that. I don't like the loop ideas.
I'm thinking about giving it a try. I'm just curious. I'm the minimalist in me goes, yep, I want to give that a try, but then the practicalist in me goes, yep, I want to give that a try.
I don't like the idea of having to take the watch off through my hand. That looks weird to me.
I do that anyway because of this watch band. This just opens up like that.
Yeah, I don't use that watch band anymore because I prefer this. This is just so much easier to me.
I like this one because it feels so light and it's breathable.
$100 You think you're going to return it?
Oh, absolutely I'm going to return it.
Okay.
Okay.
So this is a test.
I just want to see what the green one looks like on the black. Like, I'm just, you know, let me live my life. you got a Microsoft Surface Duo. You don't get to talk to me about terrible purchases.
Well, I review it. Do you make a review video on your watch band?
I will make a review podcast episode.
That's the same.
That'll be the entire episode that week, just talking about the watch band. You know what's interesting is there's a whole division of Apple that's probably just dedicated to watch bands.
That's so
literally
weird.
All they do.
Oh, that's so weird. You want to talk about a mundane dead end, but like that's the equivalent of starting off in the mail room to climb the corporate ranks. That's like,
the next.
I start off on the watch band.
We started with the regular sport band.
Yeah.
Now we have the solo loop where there's no holes and there's no buckle or anything. Next year, they're going to introduce super glue.
And the watch
just sticks to your wrist with no watch band at all.
It won't be super glued. It'll be flex seal. Clear.
Actually, we're going to start surgically implanting the Apple Watch into your wrist.
Oh, Neuralink for your wrist.
No. It's still a screen.
And they connect some wires. And then they give you a second one. And that one goes up here, mm-hmm. so it can get your motor cortex, and then before mm-hmm. you know it, you're a cyborg, and you have no
your
soul.
Limbic system will be so happy with WatchOS.
So releasing constant dopamine. Yo, that's a dope meme. That's a dope meme.
That's a dope meme.
Hey, if you wish you had more energy for today, then you should probably go to motomeltsandcoffee.com. It gives you the energy to be more productive around the house. It gives you the energy to want to be more active. It gives you energy to be more creative. So order Moto Melts and Coffee today.
It gives you wings.
Okay, it doesn't do that.
So speaking of that braided loop, did you see Tim Cook's little competition on Twitter with that basketball
yep.
player,
mm-hmm.
who I'm blanking on his name because I don't really remember celebrities who are not Apple employees? And
you make me so angry.
I know.
you remember our names.
I mean, you guys are employed by Apple, clearly. So we all are. Apple sends us money every week.
I did see his tweets, to answer your question. I found them incredibly fake.
Really? Found them incredibly fake? I mean, obviously it was like a stage competition, like, you know, oh yeah. But I appreciated the more kind of laid back feel to Tim Cook's tweets. Like, Elon Musk is the king of, like, just brain dump on the internet. Like, you know what mm-hmm. Elon Musk is thinking, because he'll be tweeting a meme or he'll be posting yes. something, you know, work-related or not work-related or mm-hmm. new project idea. Or, you know, Elon Musk is very involved in Twitter. And Tim Cook is about as opposite as Elon Musk as you can get. Tim Cook
is very professional.
We are so excited. Today is Earth Day. Today, Apple has...
Good morning.
Yeah,
Tim looks like... someone else is managing his Twitter account, to be honest.
Exactly.
I wouldn't be shocked if someone else is doing it.
but seeing, you know, just him taking a, you know, just an iPhone picture of his watch and a picture of his tennis shoes just made it feel like a little bit more personal, a little bit less like someone else is managing his account. So
it's almost as if like Tim Cook is about to retire.
Ooh. Here's why it's fake.
Drop the bomb.
It's because both those tweets were from Twitter web app.
Uh-oh.
Not from Twitter for iPhone, despite them being the quick little photo take, which means he could have, I don't know, airdropped it to his Mac and then tweeted from the Mac browser.
No. He probably just texted it to his assistant, who then...
His assistant is managing his Twitter account for him,
probably.
Which I'm not a fan of.
But either way, I was appreciative of the more kind of laid-back and intimate... less professional pictures and, you know, just kind of living the daily life of Tim Cook, right? Like, Elon Musk, we get to live the daily life of Elon Musk with Twitter. But we don't really see Tim except for when he's all polished up and, good morning! I'm so happy you could join us.
Good morning, Cupertino! I've been watching that guy who imitates him, just like a friend. Good morning, Cupertino! We're so excited to have you here today. Yeah.
He nails it.
It's perfect.
Good. Yeah. But I want a Craig Federighi active Elon Musk style Twitter account.
That would
where
be so cool.
Drops bombshells. We're changing this in the next iOS update, or soon we'll allow Apple Car to do this.
Crack like marketing Tesla? Team
you know,
has done it
idea?
Again. They
yeah.
have gone out there and found the next Mac OS.
Walmart.
Mac
like,
OS.
He
weed.
Could tweet pictures and be like, "Would this be a good Mac OS?" A default wallpaper or that kind of thing. I'd like to see these guys recreate
pause,
this desktop.
Pause. Everybody clap your hands real quick for me and camera. 1, 2, 3. Okay. Sorry. I just got disconnected with the recording. So, you know, there you go. Live edit right there on the spot.
Oh, sweet. Now we know. Good thing it's recycled yarn, though. When you send it back to Apple and they sell it again,
it'll still be recycled.
Twice recycled. Yeah. This yarn has been used for so many things. Oh, my God.
I know. Listen, I'm going to be honest with you guys. I don't really care about recycling.
Okay.
I'll be straight up on. As a Californian, I don't care about renewable energy like that for the health environments. I just care how cool things look or behave or are.
You are literally describing
half the world. If you give me 3 times recycled yarn and make it a watch band and charge me $100, I'm going to spit in your face. I don't care about that.
Randy hates the planet. Glad we have that out.
I mean, we're going to Mars. We're going to Mars. That's it. This planet is doomed.
We're inevitably doomed.
Yeah.
But I would take if it was the same price either way, I would take the recycled one.
Why?
If it's at no additional cost.
Because you care about the planet? Oh my god.
Yeah, a little bit. I live here.
You do for now. You're moving to Mars soon, so come on.
No, I don't want to go to Mars. Mars sucks.
Drew, time out. But the non-recycled one is already made.
What is it? Where's the braided non-recycled loop?
I'm saying that like if I had to choose between non-recycled and recycle, I would still go with the recycled one mm-hmm. for the same price. But in that scenario, the non-recycled one has already been made. Your impact on it...
I want to increase this, demand of the recycled one.
By one person.
Yes.
It only takes one. I hear you, and I have a fundamental problem with that type of marketing because it's baloney. I don't agree with that. I like the initiative, and I like... I know I said, I don't like recycling, but the real thing is like... When it comes to businesses...
At the high end, if they're deciding should we make it recycled or not, and they choose recycled, I say that's a good move. Good idea. Especially if they want to be carbon neutral by 2030. This supports that. Gets them closer to that.
And for me, if I'm spending $100, I want the stronger material, not this recycled flimsy boutoage.
I don't think it has to be stronger if it's not recycled.
Think about plastic bottles that are recycled five times.
I think both of you have very valid points, but on recyclability, it comes down to the energy used in producing said recycled material. I mean, the amount of energy that you're putting into turning a used Nana's old scarf into the Apple Watch band, you're putting a lot of energy into that. I don't know what the process is, but with paper, you got to put the paper in water and get it all mixed up with a bunch of bad chemicals that are not good for the environment. And then you got to deal with those chemicals later. You got to heat that water up to where it's nice and flat again and, on paper fibers. And then you got to press that into actual paper. I watched the Dunder Mifflin episode on that. But at the end of the day...
I saw it on Sesame Street.
Oh, you saw it on Sesame Street. Okay, good. That's when one of us had cable growing
Can
up.
You tell me how to get to Sesame Street?
Anyway,
so
it's about energy consumption.
Your answer, Nick, is that buying the watch band in itself is worse for the environment. The best thing to do is to not buy it at all.
That is my point.
You know, I'm getting rid of everything now.
Which is why I'm going to live out of nothing. No clothes, no car.
You're going to be a nudist?
That's why I don't buy watch bands anymore. In fact, if I could buy the Series 6 without a watch band included, I would take that one.
Well, you can already buy the Series 6 without a charger or a charge brick included, so,
And I'm in favor of that. I'm glad they made that decision. I know it ticked off people. Because
you're a monster!
So many people, I know for a fact, including both of you, have watch bands and bricks in their boxes today not being used, and yet that added to the...
Prove it.
That's you, Nick. I'm talking about everyone. You're obviously different.
You literally just said Randy and me. You can't now bring everyone into this. This is personal now, Drew.
I know people like you don't. Do you use the Lightning EarPods included with your iPhone, Nick?
No, but I gave them away to people who are using them right now. One of my good
but
friends.
But not
that
everyone's
going to
do that. You can't assume
such
everyone's going to do
that.
There's no way you can assume everyone will do that. That's not possible. But if they don't include a charge brick with every watch, we can assume there won't be tons of wasted bricks and cables in those boxes like there are now.
Yeah, but they didn't lower the price proportionally. So it's just more money for them.
Has nothing to do with the price. It's for the environment.
I care all about the price. I could care less about the environment. That's the fundamental disconnect we're having.
That's your luck.
I'm going to Mars next week. I don't care. I'm going to strap myself to SN8 and say, Elon,
take
the
wheel. Mars. Just go move in the middle of Arizona and don't bring any internet with you, and you'll know what Mars is like.
It's the same thing. It's the Listen, Joe Rogan did a bit on that on one of his specials. He goes, wait a minute, you're going to Mars? Get in the car, stupid. Drives out to Death Valley. Get out. Look around. Sucks, doesn't it? Yeah, Mars is worse. Get back in the car, dummy.
I agree. I don't think Mars is much better. In fact, if anything, it's much worse with the radiation, the dust storms, the cold, the lack of internet. We got to make this planet count, guys. It matters. Most likely you're going to be here the rest of your life.
That's weak man logic right there, Drew. I don't buy it.
I like the internet too much. I'm sorry. Could you guys last 4 years without the internet?
Yes.
Living in a scuba tank.
Yes.
I lasted all of the 90s without internet. So, yes.
But you could walk outside
point,
and breathe.
I've still lasted more than half of my life without the internet.
But you had air
and
you could breathe
Amish?
And walk outside.
You're really looking Amish right now, Nick.
I agree with Joe Rogan on this subject. Let me emphasize that.
I have to be very specific on this particular subject. I agree with him.
Mars would suck. It would.
Yeah, look around. Sucks, doesn't it?
The novelty of it would wear off very quickly. Very quickly. And I think they slimmed down the packaging of the Series 6. I saw someone compare it to the Series 4, which means they can fit more watches per pallet, which means less shipping required per truck, per plane. They're going to do the same thing with the iPhones. I'm all for it. I wish they would have discounted and allowed you to get a brick at checkout for an additional $5 to $10. Shouldn't be free because then everyone would do it anyway. But just a little bit extra, and they could have argued that it wasn't just for profit. But now they can say it's for profit and the environment. So kind of a win-win.
Well, that's the only people who lose, because all week my Apple stock has been dropping.
Directly correlatory to no charging brick. That's the problem here,
Frank. Yeah, that was the main reason everyone sold their stock.
Listen, when I bought stock on Tuesday before the keynote, it was 117. It's 107. I lost $10 a share.
You keep buying all these stocks right before an event, and it never works out. I'm wondering why you keep
trying. You're right. You're right. No, short term, it never works out, but Cybertruck blew up. Apple's going to blow up with the iPhone. I'm telling you.
The stock went down pretty quick right after the Cybertruck unveiling.
It went down.
I thought you would have learned to buy right after an event, not right before.
No. Because at the end of the day, it's a long-term hold.
You just answered your own complaint there.
I know, but it doesn't make for good entertainment, so that's why I like to complain. But, okay, listen, I agree with you, Drew, that I'm not using the charge bricks, the power bricks that come in these things. I haven't used them in years. I bought some third-party Anker something that's a 28-watt whatever, and USB-C everything as much as I can, with the exception of the proprietary Lightning port. Mm-hmm. Everything I'm trying to make USB-C. But I will say, as a consumer, and this is the new Apple, I would appreciate there being an option at checkout, especially if you're doing online or whenever we ever go back to stores. Like, do you need a power brick? Because Apple's mentality is like, listen, the world is full of them right now. Here's a bin. Take a free one. You know, Drew, literally, every time I've seen Drew, he would give me, hey, you need a Lightning cable? Hey, you need a – like, he would just give them to me.
That requires action on my part. Whereas this new method doesn't require action on the end user.
But I feel that taking away the option as a whole is a bit drastic. It's a bit iPhone 7 with the headphone jack.
So are you more worried about the environment and the small amount of impact that not including a charger will have, or the experience that you will get? Because I will tell you, the most efficient packaging for an iPhone would be no packaging at all. And what would the unboxing experience of that be like? Not fun at all. But here now...
Oh, I agree. Goodness. I don't care about that, though. That's not like... If we all said, well, we're pumping the world full of e-waste and we're causing more emissions by having these packagings, but I like to unbox it, though, because that's fun. That's very selfish.
That was Adam Sandler of you. Reasoning. I like to unbox
but
it.
In the world of the pandemic, it's not going to be where you walk into an Apple store and they hand it to you, because we're going to be shipping probably all the iPhones this year. I don't even think we're going to be able to walk into an Apple store this year and buy one. So there's got to be a packaging unit of some kind, and the smaller, the thinner, the more recyclable and simple they can make that. I'm all for it. Go for it. Make it slimmer. Make it small. Because I've unboxed a million things, and pretty much every time I grab the device out, and then I throw the rest to the side and just leave it out. Don't really look at it. Don't really need it, because I already have a charger. I already have headphones. I already have cables. So if you can slim it down
for the product,
and in that way increase the quality of the product without having to increase the price point, maybe the Apple Watch SE wouldn't have been possible with the 5-watt brick included, or the profit margins wouldn't have been healthy enough. We don't know.
I think you're looking at this, Drew, from a very tech YouTuber perspective. You have lots of cables and adapters, and you
unbox, I'm a tech YouTuber, yes.
80 things a day. I know. It's almost like
wait, what? Or
something. But like most people, you know, they get an Apple Watch and they just use the charger that came with their iPhone 2 years ago, and you know, they use the charger that came with their iPad 4 years ago. And you know, they don't get a new phone every year, and they get their Apple Watch. And like, well, dang, now there's not a little puck. How am I supposed to plug this into the wall? And Apple's answer
is
just like,
puck.
Well, okay, yeah, the charging puck and the cable, but there's not
it's
the
just
brick.
The brick.
Sorry, brick. I meant
the brick doesn't wear
puck.
Out as much as the cable.
Brick. There's
That's
no little
point.
Brick. And I know for a fact, lots of people that I know personally
what did you call me?
Are short on bricks and long on wires. So I think this is the wrong
being
direction.
A real brick
I want
right
a
now.
Brick
Wait,
and a puck
me?
With everything.
So you're saying every single person, even the tech YouTubers, even the people that have tons of bricks at home, each of them should get a
it
brick.
It could be
even
an option to not include it, but just saying you can't include it and you have to go buy it for $20 is not really...
It is. I mean, it is still an option. It's just...
You got to buy
the,
it
The point
bucks.
Is, it's expensive, but it's only going to be bought by people who absolutely need it instead of shipping a bunch of 5-watt bricks to people who don't need it.
Except a non-techie person is going to see that $20 brick purchase as a completely unnecessary thing that should have just been shipped with the phone, because every phone they've ever had came with the little brick and the puck.
Yeah, but they already...
They don't.
We've had phones for 10, 12 years now. Before, they used to... We didn't have lightning cables sitting around like crazy. We didn't have iPhones for 10, 12 years. Now we've had them for this amount of time. We've had Apple Watches for 5, 6 years. We're coming up there. So... Assuming that every single generation, and the larger they grow, the more phones they sell, the more watches they sell, each single one needs a brand new brick. Just it encourages people, which is what I like. It encourages people to say, let me try my best to use one I already have, which in itself reduces in less waste, because it means you're proactively saying, I can save money by reusing what I've already got, instead of, well, I'll get one anyway, so I might as well use it because it's free and included, but it hurts the environment. That's why
okay.
I like it.
My turn. I would rather one of two things, or maybe simultaneously, but I would rather they send me a lightning cable with USB-C, and I want a brick with USB-C. I don't want a 5-watt USB-A. I hate it. I don't want it.
I've never wanted those.
I want
years.
Them to do away. Like, I would rather have a USB-C power brick or no brick at all. But give me the cable, lightning to USB-C or USB-C to USB-C. What they were doing with iPhone 11 Pro and what they're doing with the iPad. Did it come with iPhone? I don't remember. But they give you the 18-watt or the 15-watt and that's
the 11,
USB-C.
The 11 Pro got 18-watt. The regular 11 did not.
Yeah, I like that. And I want that. And I just want these power bricks, these old 5-watt power bricks, they are dated in general.
Well, they're a dime a dozen. I haven't seen a single household that doesn't have 2 or 3 of them at this point. I feel like everybody
has 2 or 3 of them.
I give them away.
But it's all about having, you know, as devices age, my mother, perfect example, iPhone 7 Plus user, she has no interest in getting a new phone. I've offered, you know, hey, you know, new SE's out. Would you like that? No, she
then
wants her
you're
old phone.
Not trying hard enough.
And, you know, from an environmental perspective, she hasn't had a new phone or any e-waste since 2016, right? Mm-hmm. She
e-waste.
Best e-waste person is no e-waste, right? But she wants to have a charger in the bathroom where she charges her phone at night. She wants a charger in the kitchen, and she wants a charger next to the chair in our living room. And
that's great.
She had to go out and buy those. But thankfully, her son had a plethora of extra devices that he got for free, and he can just give them to her. And so I don't see why that was wasteful at all, because
you're speaking very much in your own box here, though. That's you.
Yeah.
There's still hundreds, if not thousands, of people that have them sitting in their box that are never going to give them to their mom or aren't going to give them to anyone.
So
and
I'm saying it should be an option
to
have
more than
include
one.
It. If you want to be green, they should have a green option where they don't give you a nice box and they don't give you cabling. But the default option, maybe you save $30 on that purchase, but the default option should include everything you need to get started.
I'm going to do an experiment.
Does your
right
camera
now.
Come with a lens needed to turn it on? Does your camera come with an SD card if you buy it?
It didn't come with an SD card, but it came with the lens.
But you need an SD card for it to work.
Yeah.
iPhone 11 Pro. I haven't touched this box since I bought
it. Sony doesn't make SD cards, though.
I'm going to see if the power brick is in here. If the power brick's in here, then...
Your argument is you need it for it to function. But we sell things all the time that don't have everything needed for it to function, is my point.
Oh, I need the power brick.
Most people will have one phone and one watch, but they don't have So what's the point in making sure they always have on possession three chargers or three phones?
I think you're also underestimating how long these things, or overestimating how long these things last. They only last a couple of years.
The brick only lasts a couple years?
The brick.
Because the cable's not gone. They're including the cable in the phone. They're including the cable with the watch. That's not going anywhere. You're still getting new
wires. This is one step in that direction, Drew. The future you're talking about includes no cable, which is kind of what I'm getting at.
If at some point, you're going
to have to draw
the
line and say, I need something here besides just the phone. Are they going to not ship it with a lithium-ion battery and expect you to swap your old one out?
Because that's not... They're not into swappable batteries. They moved away from that.
Sure, that's decades one
ago.
Example.
The point is, that's something that is needed to, like, it's not something we have a bunch of at home. We don't have three swappable batteries sitting around at home in our boxes that we're not using.
But why doesn't Apple make it swappable so that we can swap them? Because when I sell my old phone that I've only been using for a year. Its battery health is at 94%. There's no reason for me to get a whole new battery in my new phone. I'm perfectly happy using the old battery.
Manufacturing-wise, it's cheaper and you're able to assure certain quality control by leaving the battery included. That's why LG moved to it despite holding on to it for so long. There's a whole different manufacturing dilemma when you start to try to make the batteries themselves. This is external accessories, which I think plenty of people still have lying around. The choice to remove them simply encourages people to reuse what they already have. If you absolutely need one, just buy an extra one. It's not that hard. That's how I see it.
And it wouldn't be hard for them just to stick it in the box, too.
It would be hard on the world and the e-waste.
What world? It's burning the anyway. I'm pretty sure California was all green, right? They had all the solar energy and wind energy, but now we have the fires and your grid's falling
apart. Just because
something's
bad doesn't mean you give up and encourage it to burn. So your argument is Tesla should start putting internal combustion engines in the car just because
the world's
falling apart anyway.
We used to agree on this, Drew. Back in the day when we first got into Teslas, we were both like, if Tesla sold a $20,000 car that just had the tech features but it was a nice car, we'd be all over that.
But thankfully, they're smarter than we are, and we know that's not sustainable, so they don't listen to us, and they're now working on making electric cars cheaper and eventually cheaper than the gas car, which ultimately I'd be even more favor of if we could get that possible. Hopefully. That's for the EV podcast, though.
Yeah.
That's a different subject.
So, Randy, what were you doing over your boxes? I'm sorry, we totally ignored you.
You said he still had the brick.
I think we beat that one to dead and back. I paid my taxes right now. I had breakfast with my wife. Like, you guys were like, I talked to Jordan really quick. Like, everything's going great. I got nothing. I got nothing to enhance the conversation with on power bricks. You guys found a way to make power bricks last for 10 minutes. Wow.
Well, it's the reason you lost so much on your stock price, Randy. This is important.
These power
your
bricks.
Investments.
No, I really, really, really just I just want to see the iPhone. I
think we all do.
I just want to see it. I want to put
just
it to
so
rest.
Late. This is the latest iPhone announcement in 9 years.
I know. I don't like it. I'll be honest. I'm constipated. With anticipation.
With anticipation. Well, just don't let Nick poke you.
Listen, I can't take Nick seriously while he's slanted like that. You guys at home can't see it, but
he's been sideways and stretched this entire time.
He's sideways and stretched. And
I was
just
minimizing my e-waste by reducing the number of cabling that I was using.
You know what's funny? I saw in the comments, I think, keynote. I don't remember which one it was, but whenever you started doing that format, Nick, everyone's like, nope, I still like Randy's more. I'm like, oh, thank you.
That is true. I did see that in the comments. Randy does have some pretty crispy lighting, but I'm working on it. We'll see.
He's working on it. Instead, he's doing these weird... I don't know, Nick. You're so extra. Oh, my goodness. No wonder you want the power brick. You're so extra with this stuff.
Well, thank you, Randy. I appreciate that.
You rock, Nick.
Thank you.
Right. Happy late birthday, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
This is posted days later, but...
Days later posted, but thank yeah.
Now 67% of the podcast is the same age.
66.
That's almost 66.
Yeah.
Almost 66. Well, if we add our ages together, we're 60. We're 64. Wait. Mm. 74. Never mind. Do oh, God, think... I'm 30.
Boomer Town. Do you think no charge brick in the iPhones will impact their performance of sales?
No, not at all. Nobody, no, honestly, nobody cares about the charge bricks at this point. And I genuinely believe that with the removal of the brick, I do believe they have not air power, but some variant of that in the pipeline. Because if every time they remove something, they have a solution for you. And I AirPods. Think of iPhone 7 days.
Yeah.
AirPods was the prime example. And I'm all for it because AirPods became the best-selling accessory of all time.
That
and
worked out. Yeah, that went well.
I would be happy if we had something charging related. Maybe in some type of correlation with... again, not air power. I'm indifferent. I don't care if that comes back or not. I'm not invested in it like that. But the idea that I do believe Apple when they say that we have a better solution for something than these 5-watt power bricks. I will believe that because third party manufacturers have been doing it for a very long time in their own right. And I'm not even talking wireless. I'm just talking. Whether higher or faster charging speeds or what have you on that, to have something that's done in-house means Apple has put some time and thought into it. And just because they stopped publicly talking about air power doesn't mean that they weren't working on other stuff that they never talked about, things that we don't think about. I can see something taking its place for it. And even if they didn't, and I'm just being optimistic, and if they just did away the power brick, we all – and I think we can all agree with this too, even outside of us three. Wireless chargers are the new norm everywhere. And I don't use a power brick virtually for anything except outside of iPhone. Oh, let me charge my – I need to charge – for example, I need to charge my AirPods Pro case really quickly. Let me get a power brick for that. Or I plug it into the iMac.
Those support wireless charging though, Randy.
I know, but I use the stand. I have the stand one, so it doesn't work like that for me. So – but I have other things like the remote. I use the remote, the stinky little
what's
thing.
What's that?
Yeah. So I use the power brick thing, the 5-watt for virtually nothing, realistically. So I don't think it's going to impact the sales. Nobody really cares. What they care about when it comes to iPhone sales, battery, camera, design, you know, your typical.
I don't think most people will notice until they unbox it.
Yeah. Okay, I think we'll get the same resistance that we had when they did away with headphones for like a year or two, and then I think it's like everyone's going to do it. Apple does it, then Samsung, then Google, then everyone's going to do it. LG, they're all going to – OnePlus, they're all going to do it. It's all going to happen.
Apple takes the blunt of the criticism.
Sure.
They'll do it first, but then
– but then it ages
expected,
well years – yeah.
Yeah.
Years later, they'll be like, well, it aged like fine wine. Well, we were the first. We cared about renewable energy. We care about this, that, because now no one expects headphones in a box. And if you do, that's the gimmick now, not the no headphone jack. Now having a headphone jack is a gimmick. So that's what will happen. Right now, they'll get resistance on it, and then 5 years from now – they're going to be like, they were the first. Look at them. Yeah. Moving the industry forward again.
They were the first, right. That'll be them. Cool. What do you think, Nick?
Oh, I think I've made enough enemies on this podcast. I'll just,
No, there's no enemies made.
No, not between us three. I mean, I know we politely disagree, Drew, but I'm talking about all the fans who are trying to burn my Twitter account right now because I said I'm not as concerned about the world as I am concerned about my product unboxings.
Just say they got trillions of dollars if someone's going to do it.
I know. Well, if they cut the price, they cut the price by 20 or 10 bucks, I'd be okay. I get that. I respect that. But
the
SE.
They
didn't. And you still got to pay extra. Anywho, as far as bricks and chargers go, who cares? Because at the end of the day, it's a little piece of little itsy bitsy piece of plastic. All mine are in use right now. I was going to go grab a free brick, but all of them are in use right now. So that's actually probably a good example of why I'm thinking I need an extra one, actually. Because I'm constantly moving it from one side of my room to the other.
I know many people outside of my family that have several chargers not being used. That's why I still feel that way, I guess. It's all anecdotal.
Well,
if you're gonna
start going after these small places of waste, which I get, being efficient is good, and I'm all about overall efficiencies of systems. We need to look at other places like Amazon packaging. Can we please talk about Amazon Prime packaging before we start talking about Apple bricks? It's like, what the heck, Amazon? I order one little SD card and it comes in a box the size of my bathtub, and I'm just it's full terrible. Of styrofoam. It's like, good job, Amazon.
yeah. I'd love to see each year how much cardboard Prime members use. To give you like a square footage of how much cardboard was used on your Prime habits.
Yeah, it's like at the end of the year, they send you like a little email that says, you could cover the world 6.5 times, but with the amount of cardboard that you've had to do.
There was a football stadium sized amount of cardboard used for packaging. We almost never use Amazon anymore just because we're trying to not be a part of that. As much as possible.
That's good. Instant gratification. I don't even think I have it. A good thing. But I mean, there are lots of other places
have the app on my phone.
Probably have more impact on the environment than charge bricks. So I feel like it's kind of silly little thing to say.
But you can tackle
all of
them. We're
going to ignore this big problem and specifically say no charge bricks and make a bunch of people's lives sad.
Apple can't decide what Amazon does.
Tim, you can go buy Amazon. I mean, Jeff doesn't really, he's busy about getting his Blue Origin up and running. So, you know.
Wait, his Blue Origin? What?
Blue Origin.
I lost you. I couldn't hear you for a second.
Oh, that's probably
good. I started clicking the iMac and my AirPods automatically switched to it. I think is what happened.
Oh, no.
So this is automatic switching.
Hey, I haven't gotten that to work, guys. It sounds like Randy and Drew are both using the AirPods.
It just does it.
How does that work? Tell me about that.
It just does it.
Well, I don't like it auto-switching when I'm FaceTiming. I don't want it to do that. But Randy said he put in his AirPods and then just went to the iPad and it suddenly lit up.
Yeah. But the thing is, since then, I've opened up my iPhone and it says AirPods Pro connected to the iPhone. Mm-hmm. But we've been connected this whole time, and I was worried about that. The only thing that happened, I just had a technical hiccup that just happened on Logic where I got disconnected from the recording for a second, which is why I don't even know if Nick's going to cut it out or not.
I'm going to have to cut this out too. Dang it.
Oh, whatever.
I'm not going to cut this out. But yes, there was a cut in the show, but the point is I could make it.
Okay.
Yeah, but so the only thing that I had with it transitioning is that it jumped to Logic for a second, for whatever reason, and then it panicked, and so it disconnected because it's obviously recording this input on the mic, not the headphone. iPhone, nothing. Right now, it knows AirPods Pro. I'm assuming AirPods in general, but it knows that FaceTime is the priority, and it's staying connected with FaceTime no matter what I'm doing within the ecosystem right now. It wants to stay connected to FaceTime. I didn't click anything, Nick. It just did it. So it just works.
Have you guys tried spatial audio?
I haven't.
Yes, yesterday. For the first time yesterday.
I'm very curious. That was probably the one feature from DubDub I was like, ooh.
it was a little trippy. I wasn't amazed by it as much as everyone online was saying, like, whoa, that's so cool. I was just like, well, I guess if I look away from my screen, it comes out of this ear, which I don't know why I would ever do that, but okay, cool.
Can you turn it on?
So I haven't. What's that?
Can you turn it on and off? Spatial audio?
Yeah, it's a setting. It's in the... It's
control center.
Part of... you can do it straight... Well, it's not on my iPhone right now, but...
You could do it on the volume. When you hold down volume and it pops up and you go from...
Just like you have ANC options. Okay. Yeah. It also has spatial audio. So you can turn it off, but... there was a whole lot of hype leading up to it. People kept does this beta have spatial audio? Does this beta have it? Does this beta have it? We finally got it, and I was like, oh.
I'll be honest with you.
Okay.
The audio file and me and all that stuff, it sounds like you're listening to the playback of an iPhone that's recording in stereo.
Mm-hmm.
And so, okay, so I hear it moving over from one side to the other, and it goes behind or what have you, but listening to the like the EQing of it to make it sound like it's behind you, listening to how like what they're doing, it's cool. I'm not like, don't buy AirPods Pro to get spatial audio right now. It's a bit, it doesn't matter. I think let me say it like this. Think about what you use AirPods for, or wireless headphones in general for. Mm-hmm. Think of it from that context. I use it for when I don't want to, you know, disturb my household, when I'm playing YouTube videos or whatever, and I'm on the iPad. I use it when I'm talking to you guys. There's not a situation where I walk away, I come back, and it's like, hey, guys, I'll be right back. I'm just going to go. And then I come right back. It kind of defeats the purpose of it. As it stands today, don't buy AirPods Pro for spatial audio for what you use it for today. It's a bit – it's genuinely pointless. Mm-hmm. Spatial audio will serve the biggest purpose once we actually have like AR glasses and all that stuff going on.
Then true.
Its sole function – spatial audio is a terminology that's been utilized in the VR and AR community. And I'll be honest with you, I'm just kind of ripping off of Jordan here. So, Jordan, if you're listening to the podcast, thank you for my source. Because he covers, he has Oculus, and now the Oculus 2 that just that's like his realm of stuff. YouTuber. And I pick his brain all the time about it. And spatial audio's sole function is to utilize it for when you are in any type of augmented or virtual or mixed, any of that stuff, that's where its function will come into, whether it's even playing video games or using it to help you enhance your stuff. Like if you're walking down the street and you need to hear something that's, oh, no, it's coming from this side. As it stands right now on YouTube, watching movies or talking to your friends is completely pointless, and I feel like it makes it a worse experience. Mm-hmm. It serves a core function in the augmented and virtual reality sector of stuff. That's where you will need it to actually have an immersive experience.
If you're watching a movie or something, you're pretty much like screen here, you're facing it. There's not a lot of...
I don't want to, even then, if it's on my headphone, I don't want to look over and see what my dog's doing, and then I only get half of the thing. Like, I want to... That's just... No.
Kind of gimmicky. A little gimmicky. Yeah.
So, but do you see yourself turning it off more frequently, Randy or Drew, or...
I don't have anything that's applicable. Yeah, it's on, but it's not.
It's on by default, but I don't think YouTube does anything with it, and I think it only works with like TV Plus content or content with the Dolby Atmos. I don't know, some kind of audio surround sound features. Which
you're right.
I don't watch anything of quality on my phone. If I'm watching something on my phone, it's probably Twitter or YouTube. It's basic stuff. It's never like, let me sit here on my little 6-inch screen and watch Greyhound. Like, that's not...
I don't see a function of watching Apple TV.
Me and my movie watching habits, Drew. Until the last feature-length movie I've watched.
I don't see a function where you're going to watch Apple TV Plus and have your headphones in. I just don't see that as a practical thing.
You didn't have to make the sentence that long. I don't see a situation where I'm going to watch TV Plus. Cut.
I started watching the morning show.
Ooh. How do you think about it? What do you think?
So I'm on episode 3.
Okay.
That's where I gave up. My thing's about to... That's where you gave up? I'll be honest with you. Like, I'm like, okay, I can see what's going on here, but I'm like, I don't know.
I quit there. I quit. we haven't kept going.
I'm going to watch the one with Chris Evans, where he's like a lawyer or something. I'm going to try...
Truth be told?
Not that one.
Defending Jacob?
Jacob. I'm going to try that one next. I'm trying to say I gave it a try before my subscription expires, just so I can feel good about I tried it. I don't like it, but yeah. I'm not there yet. I'm just giving it a go. So I'm on episode 3 of Morning Show, and I'm like, not my thing.
$5 a month. I just hate everyone on that show. Everyone's annoying.
You hate Steve Carell?
Watching Steve Carell be... Like, a bad Michael is weird.
Yeah, all right. He's terrible.
Okay. Yeah, they're... Okay. I see what you're saying. In the show...
Oh, Kelly Clarkson!
In that universe.
I love Steve Carell in The Office, and that's about it. There's not much else I love him in. It's about as far as
I don't like him in this role. I'll be honest with you. I'm not appreciating him in the role. Even if he comes out to be the good guy at the end or something, just the way they painted his character where he's a terrible husband on the offset, I don't like it.
My impressions of that show were good the first watch through. I enjoyed most of the episodes. Some of them I was like, yeah, but I'm going to finish it. But I finished it, and the last episode of the first season, 8 or 10 or whatever the last episode is, that was really good. Like, the entire season was pointing towards that episode, so that was a good episode. But then a few months later, over the summer, I was trying to rewatch it. I was like, I'm going to, you know, see if I can rewatch this. And I couldn't even get through, like, 10 minutes of the first episode. I was like, I cannot believe I watched this entire show. This is
all their iPhones are too old now.
Exactly. That was the reason
I know.
I was like, what is this, an iPhone XS?
I got a question, Nick. XS?
You know, they really, when they do these shows, they really should just like leave a little, they should have the actors and actresses use like a little green brick instead of an actual phone, and then it'll just CG in the phone, and every year they can update the movie so that, you know, it's the proper phones.
That's a good
Nick.
Idea.
Yes, sir.
Do they just use Steve Carell's name to, like, I feel like he's not really prominent
in
the shows right now.
He has maybe.
So that's another reason. Like, they clickbaited me with his name. Clickbaited me with his name then, because I like him as an actor. I don't mind Jennifer Aniston or anything like that, but, like, Steve Carell is, like, I like him as an actor. I love him in Space Force. I love him in almost everything that he's in. I've always enjoyed his acting abilities and stuff like that. And watching this one, I'm just like, you're just using him for his name. He's not really in it. And I just
it's a
problem
with
that.
Like Luke Skywalker in Episode 7. The entire movie was about Luke Skywalker, but Luke Skywalker has like 30 seconds of screen time. That's basically Steve Carell in The Morning Show.
So you're telling me at the end of season one, we're just going to have Jennifer Aniston go like this?
With the Force theme. Dun, 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 dun,
dun, dun. Right. I guess we might be alone in this aspect, but I have gotten a lot of people telling me that they're going to subscribe to Apple One, and they're excited.
What? No way!
Which I was not expecting.
After
genuinely.
Those polls you ran, whoa!
I know the polls were surprisingly in Apple One's favor, which I don't see. I feel like if there was a troll, they would say, "No, I'm not getting it." So you'd pretty much only vote in those if you did plan on getting it. I don't see them as being incredibly skewed other than the fact that they're part of the tech community and they're more Apple-oriented. But on YouTube, which had the most votes, 15,000 people voted. And only 72% said they're not getting it at all.
Okay.
28% of people at 15,000 said they're getting some version of Apple One.
That's crazy.
To me, that's really high. That seems substantially higher than I thought it was going to be. I just don't see the point. I just feel so disconnected from reality when I'm like, those deals
look
terrible to me.
Who's the boomer now?
I know. I've become a boomer.
That's 4,200 people that you polled who are thinking about getting a version of Apple One.
Well, he polled on Twitter and YouTube.
Yeah, a lot of the audience is the same there, so I wouldn't.
But Twitter is even more in Apple One's favor. Twitter had, I think, more like 64% of people say they wouldn't get it, which is nearing like almost half of the people on Twitter were telling me, yeah, I'm going to get some form of Apple One. And I'm like, dang, really? There must be something in these services I'm missing, because in my opinion, that just feels like such a colossal waste of money.
A year and a half ago, Nick, who didn't manage his monthly subscriptions, would have been like, yeah, of course I'm going to get it. But you have to, I at least always look at the value that a service is bringing. Like, I don't think I've announced this publicly. I'm actually subscribed to the pro membership of Peacock right now for a few different reasons. One, they had a few movies that I actually wanted to see that I haven't seen in a while. And
you said Peacock.
Shut up, Randy. No one asked you.
We had Cox and Peacock.
I'm not going to poke it though. So I think I won't get bitten.
It's a big old giant man bird.
Anyway,
so you got a new subscription.
I have Peacock, but only because Amex added a a credit that I was, you know, just like, I'll just use it for the end of the year. And I know it's in my annual fee, so, you know, whatever. But come December, mm-hmm. I'm definitely going to get rid of it. But I'm having to do this kind of measuring tool on, like, what subscriptions are actually bringing value, like, what value I'm deriving from it, which is why I'm proud to announce I did fill up all of my iCloud storage on Tuesday when I was trying to upload my 230 gig file. So I went through and purged
the final two megabytes
of stuff. Yeah, the final 2 megabytes were just too much. I'm down. This is just like Biggest Loser or whatever those shows. I was at 2,200 or 2,024 gigabytes. I'm now
steps
down
on the scale.
Just a little iCloud, the store.
Yeah,
the
little
colors.
iCloud like, number on screen.
I'm down to 1,600 gigabytes. So those 400 gigs that I purged immediately, and I'm working on more.
That's
so
amazing.
Hoping to get down to 200 gigs. That's my goal.
You're a massive loser.
Thank you.
And I mean that in the best possible way.
And I suck. So
you lost in so much. No, you rock, Nick. We established this.
Thank you.
That's the new status.
Apparently, people on Twitter still Randy's think execution. That you suck, Nick, is still better than you rock, Nick. Yes, I saw the poll, Randy. So.
No! What's wrong with you people? Oh, my God.
What's wrong with you people? Like,
I never subscribed to magazines growing up, and
because they weren't animated.
I never.
If they had GIFs in the magazines, you would have been all over it as a kid.
I'm sure. Well, I mean, if it was paper with moving, like Harry Potter. But I just don't understand how people justify the Apple One subscriptions. They all feel terrible to me, and yet so many people are on board with them because they're like, "Well, I'm already paying for this. I'm already paying for this," and I'm like, "You're paying for that? People were already subscribing to these." And I feel very disconnected. I feel like I'm missing out on something because they're enjoying it and they're excited for it, and I have no interest or excitement for it. I'm like, huh. Oh, well.
So I think
I guess you can't win them all.
On the services.
I think people are playing video games. I think maybe arcade is more popular, maybe.
I don't know.
Go ahead, Nick.
I came off pretty heavy on Tuesday on Fitness Plus, but I've watched a few videos of some actual fitness people talking about it and comparing, you know, what other streaming services that have exercise content run for, and it's about $20 a month is what your standard, like, top premium quality stuff is.
Wow.
So I'm actually now looking forward, before I was begrudgingly looking forward to my 1 month free trial, I'm really now looking forward to my 1 month free trial. And I think if I can justify the $10 a month for Fitness Plus, which I'm not sure if I can, I'm going to use the month trial and see if I enjoy working out with, you know, someone who's 20,000 times more fit than me and way too excited to be on a treadmill. I might stick with it, and I don't know. So there's just been this littlest, tiniest seed of, like, maybe Fitness Plus might end up being worth it. So I don't know. Figured I'd throw that out there so I'm not completely wrong next time I do a 180.
Okay. Another 180 for the books. We'll see, I guess. I if I get the Series 6, should get 3 months of Fitness Plus, and I plan on trying it maybe once, and we'll see. I'm guessing I'm not going to like it. That's my rough prediction. That's my assumption here. If you do get it, though, Nick, please get the annual option. You save so much more that way.
It's like $80 a year. Not going to be paying you get $20 a year for something you can pay for $80.
That's like 4 months free if you do annual.
Yeah.
That's a pretty massive
savings.
I wish
Apple Music
actually.
Or, you know, iCloud did that. That'd
seriously,
nice.
I would do iCloud annually even if it wasn't cheaper, just for the sake of simplicity.
Yeah.
But they don't.
One fewer transaction to keep track of every month.
The only way I would subscribe to anything is if we had more storage configuration options and or there's some type of Apple Card incentive is the only way you would have my interest. I'm indifferent. I don't need to pay for a fitness app to tell me how to work out. I feel like that's pretty intuitive. We all know we need to eat better or be more active to stay healthy, lose weight, or put on muscle. Like that, there's no secret science on that. I don't need to pay to know
it's
how
the
to
obligation.
Eat
buy this pill. That's the idea.
It will do both of those for you.
the thing the is pill. That pain. Buying for it to force you into doing it is just another sales tactic that ultimately it's on you. Mm-hmm. It's always been on
I agree.
The user.
I'm not for it. I've never paid for a gym membership in my life, and I have no interest in Fitness Plus, but I respect and admire the genius of the business model. It is very, very smart to be like, well, if you're paying for it, you will feel more obligated to do it. You'll feel like, well, if I don't work out, then I'm paying for this for nothing. That's pretty smart because it doesn't even matter if the people get in shape. The point is you're buying their obligation, essentially. You're getting money out of people who you're not selling fitness. You're selling the want to be in shape. Yep. That's what you're selling.
Yep.
Which is
right.
That's really smart, honestly. I mean,
it's kind of like buying full self-driving right now.
Wrong podcast.
Think about it. Think about it.
Thank you for watching this week's episode, ladies and gentlemen. We'll see you next week, and hopefully we'll have an event date by then. Stay tuned.
All right.
The day of reckoning will come.
Oh, it's